July 17, A Life Like His. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. The truth in the soul will be seen in the circumspect life. Levity of conduct, undue familiarity will not exist. If everyone who claims to be a child of God would cherish the spirit of kindness and love without base thoughts and undue attention, and devote his God-given powers to spreading the truth in seeking to save souls, what a bright, steady light would shine forth to the world. If we believe that Christ alone can save souls by his matchless grace, how earnest would everyone be to hold up Christ, to be much in prayer as Christ was, and by living faith ask much in his name that he may receive, and be willing to spend and be spent to win souls for Christ. Let all who profess to be Christians open the door of their hearts to his Spirit and to his grace. Then the peace of Christ will so rule in their hearts and be revealed in their characters that there will be no discord, no strife, no emulation, no biting and devouring one another, no seeking for the supremacy. The great and earnest effort will be to live the life of Christ. We are to represent his spirit of mercy and give no occasion for anyone to follow our example in doing evil. Jesus was courteous, benevolent. He was obedient to all of his Father's commandments, implicitly and without questioning convenience or any selfish interest. It is enough to us to know that God has spoken, and when we know his will as revealed in his word, we are to obey. The world's Redeemer is speaking to us. Let us hear what he says. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Then those who see the claims of God in his word and do not obey, but excuse their negligence or willful disregard of God's requirements, testify by their course of action that they are not embraced in the blessed promise on condition of obedience. They are not the ones who have a right to the tree of life, but are with the willful transgressors of God's law, to whom Jesus says, "Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." Luke 13:27. Manuscript 15, July 17, 1885, Influence of Unconsecrated Workers.